Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. With parental control monitoring apps and the new Bark phone, Bark is the best comprehensive parental control tool for families. Listen to today's episode for more details. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. And I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio in downtown La Mesa above Public Square Coffee is my lovely wife, co-host, and just overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And with us, of course, is Andy, producer Andy Lara. Good to see all of you. Melissa's empty coffee cup. Mine has some throat coat in it. Because I got some voice stuff going on, but it's good to see you. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're back. We reran. I hope you guys enjoyed the rerun. If you didn't, take it up with Andy. He chose it. All right? You can email him at andylikeswords@gmail.com. That is his direct. That actually goes to his cell phone. He gets. He has his email notifications on. He sees every email.
It's everyone. Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. You know, people just get so lost in their phones these days, and you know, they really have a hard time separating themselves from work. So,
yeah.
How are you? You good, Melissa?
I'm fine.
You're flowy today.
I'm fine.
You're flowy.
I wasn't about to put jeans on after a month of vacation.
That wasn't gonna happen. That is true. At the end of summer, it's a lot like, you know, kind of the end of December, where you're like, ooh, not those pants.
No.
Not those ones. It's why I have, I don't know if you know this about me, Andy, every pair of jeans that I wear regularly, which is two pairs of jeans, I have in a 33-inch waist and a 34-inch waist, depending on the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when it's gain season, i.e. winter and July, specifically July, because July, we're out a lot, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bust out those old 34s.
I was sick last week, post-vacation, and all I wanted to do was eat, like, sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, but I kept thinking about how we got Jenny's ice cream in downtown Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been planning this for months.
You love Jenny's.
I'm like,
I mean,
we're
it's everywhere
going
now, but that's our,
yeah,
that's our,
like,
Jenny's.
We're
going
to walk through Broadway and go to Jenny's, kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought a friend. I brought my mom. And then it was very
the
hot.
Kids.
It was hot. It's night. Everyone else ordered. I held my ice cream.
The kids had some friends there. It was a whole outing.
We were like a huge group.
Downtown Broadway on Saturday night.
And then we're all talking. My ice cream starts melting all over me. Gloria's ready to go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
She didn't have a friend in the group. And I just, like, threw my ice cream away. And I am still upset about it. I spent those couple days sick in my bed just like, I should have eaten that. If only I could eat that again.
I mean, we could drive to North Park. We have a Jenny's in San Diego.
Because it was so built up. And it was delicious. But I couldn't eat it.
Yeah.
I had to walk and entertain. So.
That's it, everybody. Yep. We're going to Jenny's. We were going to get tacos after this, but now it's ice cream.
So mad about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. And I hope one day you can forgive yourself. And just do the work.
Just do the work.
Just do the work.
It's just the cone gets soggy and then it's going to collapse in your hand and you just got to throw it away.
I did the work. It didn't work. You know who it didn't work for? Lizzo. Lizzo said she did.
I do love that line, though.
I know.
I love it.
I think she's telling the truth when she said the work didn't work. Yikes.
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. I'm gonna let the news run the course.
Listen, I don't know if you guys follow this, but allegedly there's some crazy accusations. Some accusations with Lizzo dancers. That are, dare I say, bananas. I thought it would be an ironic twist of fate because allegedly she wouldn't let one of her dancers go to the bathroom and that dancer peed herself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, did she not wash the dress? And are they going to admit that into evidence? And the lawyer's going to stand up and say, Your Honor, we just took a DNA test.
Turns out
it was 100% that. That'd be a fun little twist of fate. I don't know. What a crazy story. We guys,
it's so crazy.
We're not that kind of podcast. Everything's alleged. It does it. Anyways. That speaking of that trip to Nashville, thank you to everybody that came out to the shows down there at Nashville. Two sold out shows in Nashville. Fantastic. Great time. Mm-hmm. We had a blast down there. It's the first time I've ever sold out two shows in a weekend. So thank you, everybody. And to do it there at Zany's, you know, it's great. It was a lot of fun.
So fun.
Mm-hmm. Really special place to be. And, you know, and then we did Atlanta. We sold out one. The second one didn't sell out, but it was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming out to that, everybody. And then San Jose this last Wednesday was also a lot of fun. Love myself the Bay Area. It's great. I was there for seconds, but we, you know, we had a good time. We flew in that day. Literally, I flew in that day, went to work. Wrote my set, edited some videos, met up with Tay. Tay was hanging out because she didn't do a set, but we were going to go to that festival the next day, which we'll talk about later. Did the show, flew to Buffalo, and then drove to Jamestown, did that show, came home. Weird week where I leave on a Wednesday, come home on a Saturday.
Super weird. Yeah.
A Saturday night, I got home. You know, we like the kids kind of all had to have like a fairly early bedtime because they were kind of tired. So we had some wine. We enjoyed one another's company. We woke up the next day. There were waffles. And I was like, I'm never working the road again. This is unbelievable.
Well, you're never home on Saturday.
Is this what it's like if I stay home on a Saturday, Sunday?
I know. But yeah, our kids have to get their schedules back on track so they can wake up for school this week.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And tomorrow, next week, we're going to hit the back to school stuff pretty hard because I looked at the average return date for schools is like August 15th. We go back this week, but the average date for people is the 15th.
The South goes a little earlier.
The Northwest goes way later.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
I don't know about them big cities. New York City. I don't know about that.
throwback.
I know. Yeah. From the
salsa
company. Yeah. Where's that from? New York City. It's an old ad. Jesse Egan used to have a great joke about it. That reminded me of it. So speaking of schedules, upcoming dates coming up, everybody. We're going to be in NorCal this weekend. Fresno, that's sold out. You can't come. There is a wait list. I don't know how to get on it, but you could find that out if you're desperate enough.
Okay.
And then the 11th and 12th, we're going to be in Sacramento. Laughs Unlimited in Old Sac.
Okay.
That's what that area is called. They call the area Old Sac, Melissa.
Great. I think I've been there. I've driven by it with you.
No.
You showed me. Yeah, you showed me when we were in Sacramento.
I showed you the Old Sac?
You showed me this venue.
A big tourist destination.
Yes, you showed me. There's
people
a taffy
come from
factory.
All over the country.
Taffy is next door.
To get sweet and salty treats from Old Sac.
Yeah.
I'm a child. I'm an absolute child. And we need a camera on Andy. It's working on Andy. The fly likes it.
Yeah. I didn't even turn the clock. We're off.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So anyways, and then we go on.
Andy can sit here.
We go on quite a run. This is the end of my fall dates. Omaha, August 23rd. Milwaukee, August 24th. Two shows in Minneapolis, August 25th. Tulsa, August 26th. Dallas, August 27th. Those are almost sold out. We added a second show in San Antonio. Early show, 5:30. Get there, everybody, on a Thursday. And August 31st, San Antonio. September 1st, Houston. September 2nd, Houston. Those are almost sold out, too. Oklahoma City, September 3rd. Austin, September 4th. We added a second show there. And then beyond there, we have Phoenix. Then we kick into December beyond. We have Phoenix, Columbus, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Liberty. We just added Buffalo. That's December 17th. Indianapolis is on sale now. That's New Year's Eve weekend. Philadelphia, Portland, Kansas City, that St. Louis, we just added that. Grand Rapids. Oh, and Spokane.
Yeah.
Spokane's on there as well.
Big run in August.
Got a big run. Well, someone's getting ready, you know, to stuff to do out here. Moving and shaking.
Wheeling and dealing. Throat coat.
Thanks. Sorry. See if they can get another. Some podcasts have bartenders, and that podcast is called We Might Be Drunk with Sam Morrell. And I mean, we have a guy who's very qualified to do that. But anyway. So anyways, thanks. Thanks for coming out to the shows. Hope to see it some more. Also, here's a couple of reviews.
Okay.
For those of you leaving reviews on the pod, really appreciate it. This is from Raptor Rachel, a funny podcast about family. I look forward to this podcast drop each week. I enjoy this podcast before kids and now have a toddler, and it helps me laugh about the challenges ahead as well. Thank you for your consistency and originality. And this one right here is from Haley Seiss.
Okay.
Completely recommend this podcast. 5 stars. Love this podcast. Hilarious. So relatable. And something I look forward to every week. Honestly, if you can't find yourself laughing along with Dustin and Mel, are you, you must be dead inside. If you enjoy... If you enjoy this as much as I do, grab their book and check out the audio for How to Be Married to Melissa. Looking forward to catching the live show in Nashville this weekend. Oh, yeah, that was last weekend.
Awesome.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Also, special shout out to Courtney and Stephanie and their husbands, who don't get named on here because I don't remember their names. But Courtney and Stephanie,
you guys,
we made you Patreons who came to the Atlanta shows. Mm-hmm. We hung out. They meet and greet. Patreon, you give a little more, get a little more. I'm telling you.
That's right. We got a Zoom.
Get on it.
We got a Zoom hang tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
we
Zoom
have,
hang
tonight. We have so much tonight. And
how dare you sneak that up on me?
I know.
Me. How,
this is how I tell you.
Dare you.
It's just one thing at a time.
Oh. I love the Patreon Zoom hang. I just hate having to do something.
I know. And it's so far out. It's 5:30.
You.
We got a vocal lesson at 3.
Sneaky little rascal.
And a martial art lesson at 7. And then just right in between there.
7?
We got Patreon.
What
yes.
What thing at 7?
Yeah, we got a makeup class, man.
Dude, today's going to suck. That is too many things.
I know. And we have a 13-year-old who's dying to go back to school shopping.
I know.
Dying.
I know. Dying. She's gonna kill us.
She is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today, everybody. We were gone 22 of 30 days in July. We discussed the Northwest run.
We did.
We got a couple things to talk. We want to talk about our family trip to the South because we make bad decisions. We go to the South in July during record. It was hot everywhere in the world, but it was, I kind of got used to it, honestly. But and we did a week
hot.
At camp, so we got a lot to get into. But before that, Melissa, did have you? What was the thing you wanted to share? You had something you wanted to...
What? Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've been asking about this for weeks.
What?
Are you doing a bit?
No.
You wrote the whole thing out.
No. I've prepared a piece.
Rehearsed it last night.
Wow. News to me. I thought you were really excited to do it, but
no. I don't have anything.
Melissa's debuting one-man show. She's got a little elevator tease here for us. So,
yeah.
We did a bunch of vacay, but in the week of that, some of you guys may know, this is our second year as a family, my third year, being a part of Hope Heals. Hope Heals is a great organization run by Jay and Catherine Wolf, and which is a hard word for me to say. I focus on that one a lot. I say Wolf, and I didn't know it was an issue until I married this lovely lady who was like, I'm sorry, did you say Wolf? Like a right. dog? Like a
woof,
woof, woof.
Yeah.
So it is, they are, have become dear friends and we've become a part of their lives and vice versa. But every time I'm going to say their last name, I see the word about 14 words out and you go, say the L, Wolf, Wolf. It's a guttural word. Jane Catherine Wolf, run this organization. I think it kind of stemmed from the book and then into a larger organization, a nonprofit that they have. And one of the things that they do is they do three, I think it might be expanding to 4 weeks of camp down in the middle of nowhere, Alabama. Like
yes.
too mm-hmm. small of a town for Jason Aldean. Like it was, it's out of like, and it's
so small.
It's so mm-hmm. small. Mm-hmm. It's the smallest little thing. And but the camp, what's the name of the camp?
Oh,
it doesn't even
McDowell.
Matter.
McDowell.
Yeah, Camp McDowell.
Camp McDowell.
And the point yeah. of the camp is to provide a camp that is accommodating to families that have someone in their family with a disability.
Yeah.
And years ago, I got invited to just do a show there. And as I joked about in my set that I did there, like it was the pandemic. It was 2021. Like I would have not have said yes to that gig. I just needed work. I was like, you want me to go do what, where, for which group of people? Like this is a hard gig. Like this is mm-hmm. like I'm not against this. I would have not said yes under other circumstances. But I'm so glad that I did because our family became a part of it. And mm-hmm. The next year we went back and you teach art and our kids are, one's a camper. And then we have, this year they were all flex kind of helpers and yeah. Debatable.
No, they were helpful.
But it's yeah. an incredible camp and it's like an honor to be a part of it.
Right.
So mm-hmm. we went, you know, and I do a show there and then you teach an art class there. And it is like, it's amazing. The organization is fantastic. And it's also just from a family standpoint, like, oh, wow, we're at camp. But you've done family camps, right? Like yes. how many over the years?
We did our 7th year of family camp.
You're
this
7
years
into family camp.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. And you guys do like retreats and stuff too.
Yes.
At, like family retreats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we do other family stuff. And then at that same camp, sometimes Mercedes will split off and just take one of them. Next year, I'll go and just take one of the boys that's old enough for a particular camp.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of all in.
You
on
guys are in it.
Yeah. And we've just done it twice.
Yeah.
Like, we've only done this twice with our whole crew.
Yeah.
So, I mean, our kids have, especially our son, has gone to some like Christian camp, you know, like overnights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've summer camps, you know.
Day camp and stuff. Yeah.
But it is like, it's crazy to get to be a part of it because you are a guest into that world. And Jane Catherine just touched, it's powerful. It's really powerful. Like you hear the stories and the connections and both from the individuals with disabilities and also their caretakers and also their siblings and just, I don't know, it's really special.
And the volunteers, there's like 150 volunteers.
Yes.
At least that come that 1 week and they all fundraise and pay.
Yeah.
And then the families with disability don't pay.
That's a good, I was
you
gonna
know,
say,
so it's like a whole year round fundraising effort.
It's very easy to get down on the state of humanity. And then when you find out there's a wait list to pay to go to that camp. I'm not talking about the campers, to come be a volunteer. Mm-hmm. Like there's a wait list to get to be a part of that community. Like we talked to some individuals, they're like, yeah, we switched out Disney World for this because this is better for us as a family to work together, to serve together, to be a part of this world. It's just more enriching. It's more fulfilling. You know, it's spectacular. It's unlike anything else. And again, to hear the stories and the, you know, like, you know, one mom said, right, the way they do camp, when the campers show up, You know, there's a big greeting line. Everybody cheers for them as they
it's
walk
like
in. They have signs.
Parade.
It's like a welcome parade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one mom said, like, I've never had anyone cheer for my son before. And you're like, oh, God, it's a hilarious story, Andy.
So sorry. I like started choking on some water.
Yeah. Of all the times.
I'm actually just so moved by everything.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I know what you mean. Doesn't by the family camps I go to, that welcome parade.
Yeah.
We wait for that all year long.
It was just a funny time for you to laugh. I was like, wait a minute, Andy, isn't it? Why are you laughing at
that? That was the touching story. Well, they do a lot of different stuff, like the talent show.
Talent show's too much.
It really is like a beautiful, like you cry the whole week.
Yeah.
Because it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And they do a camper talent show.
Right.
And then they do like a dance party on the last night.
Which is amazing.
Everyone lines up in like a tunnel.
Yeah.
And then everyone gets like...
If you're in a wheelchair, you're pushed through.
Pushed through.
Yeah,
and
it's unbelievable.
It's like, it's amazing.
It's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. It's, like I said, it's like genuinely an honor to get to be a part of it. And as I, again, not to do my set from there, it is like a testament to how good it is because I don't want to go there because it's still camp. And camp sucks as an adult. Camp is so uncomfortable. That's why I like...
I didn't realize how bougie we had gotten.
Bougie?
It's just,
not bougie to
know,
not like camp.
I know, but just like...
Camp sucks.
A lot of the families, the volunteer families come from Atlanta, so they like bring their own bedding.
Yeah.
And they like bring groceries. And,
yeah.
And we're just like flying in across the country. And you did get like little fleece blankets this year.
From Bucky's. That's the key. We went to Bucky's on the way in, and I'm like, I'm here for the fleece blanket. That's all. I just need something soft that I trust. You know,
yeah, we had like a moth, like
the Goliath,
the
Goliath moths. Yeah, they're bigger than my head. Scary.
In our room, and you guys had to chase it around with your hat. Get it out. Yeah, the bugs want to get in so bad.
It's the old Gaffigan bit. And, like, outdoors are so great. Where are all the bugs trying to get inside my tent?
And this is like as close to camping as we ever
Oh, I'll never
we
camp.
Ever
I,
get.
Camping is a silly thing to me. I don't.
I thought of you this week when I was camping because I was also camping for a week. And I was like, I really think Dustin would hate this.
Yeah. I'm honored.
Yeah. Because like I hustle. Like I hustle for sure.
Yeah.
I'm like.
You were camping.
Camping. Mm-hmm. Like full.
Like not at camp.
Kids,
you were.
Tent camping. Like, we do it.
Yeah.
Full outdoors. Mm-hmm. Half the trip is, like, kind of quote-unquote off-grid. Like, no service. Like, no water.
Hookups.
Like,
hookups. Yeah.
Like, you bring water in, you pack out. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But we love it. Like, we love it.
I think that's awesome.
And all the while, I'm like,
yeah.
I was thinking to myself, like, oh, this would be a cool hang with Dustin. Dustin would hate this.
I would hate every second of it. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing than any, first off, that's an honor to be thought of. That is an honor.
I'm glad you thought it, Dustin.
No description of camping has ever sounded half fun to me. It sounds so awful and boring. Nothing, it just does nothing for me. And I don't think it's bougie to not like camping. I don't really, because you like it.
People, like in your family, like of the adults, has to love it. And pull most of the weight.
Yeah.
And then you can bring your, like, you know, person who's not really into it. Like, they're like two nights. You know, like, that's like our friends Jeremy and Olivia.
Yeah.
You know, she compromised. She was like, could we go whitewater rafting?
Right.
And not just go to a national park and walk around? And he was like, yes. You know, like, so that was like how they compromised, like, his version of an outdoorsy trip versus hers. Mm-hmm. You have to have someone who's going to pack the cooler and the car.
You got to have someone that's really passionate about
it.
And
good with ropes.
And that's you.
Good with ropes.
Good with ropes is so funny. Oh, gosh, that's so funny.
Because if it's both of you, like, no one knows how to.
Which knot do I tie? I can tell you a knot I'm about to untie.
We wouldn't survive.
I don't want to survive. I don't have any. You realize...
I mean, how are we going to put a microphone up? That won't even work.
I don't think it's... Yeah. When people are like, oh, yeah, it's bougie to not like camping. I'm sorry that I don't like rashes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I like to have clean water and I not wipe my butt with a leaf or be scared of what bit me. It's not bougie to not like camping. If anything, it's primitive that you like camping. I don't know.
You just want to lock on your door and
yeah, that's the thing you're always joking about. It's like we come outside to completely reverse human progression.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Oh, but man. It refuels a lot of people.
Yeah. No, I just love camping. Okay. Do you hate stoves? Do you hate
heat?
Do you hate camping stoves? Do you hate the vehicle?
Some people just sleep in their car.
I don't think that counts as camping. I think that
if it goes really bad. No. You can always sleep in your car.
Sleeping in your car is for wearing off a DUI. That's what sleeping in a car is for. Don't.
I know, but like Northwest camping, it would always rain.
Yeah.
Then like you just go sleep in your car.
Yeah.
Because you're freezing.
I'll tell you what nobody with ADD likes camping. Because it's boring. It's boring.
I think I would disagree a little bit because like in the same way Vegas is exciting, nature kind of can accomplish the same thing.
You cannot compare nature to Vegas.
See, this is actually
where's the dueling piano bar in nature?
Oh, but it's that river and that river. Listen to the harmony, the orchestra of nature.
Yeah.
I've thought this before. That like, oh, the outdoors are really going to do it for Dustin. But that, I mean, our hike has kind of done that for you. Because you have to think about every step.
It's not that I don't like the outdoors. It's that I don't like sleeping on the outdoors. I don't like being uncomfortable. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't like camping because I don't like being uncomfortable. And
you
camping.
You wouldn't sleep in a tent. You wouldn't sleep.
Camping is just a discomfort, you know? I'll stay at a Holiday Inn. That's camping for me. That's close to outdoorsy camping as I can get.
That's what this family camp was. That was our camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wasn't comfortable. No. And the food is just, I don't know.
I think the food was worse this year than last year.
Yeah.
The first night.
I went from constipation to diarrhea so fast.
You did. You're a mess.
I was in a lot of physical discomfort and pain. It went from like nothing, nothing, nothing to a dam opening to the gates have been breached.
The levees are breached.
Yeah. Before it was like Gondor will not fall. And then the orc ran down the tunnel. With the bomb.
But then it was like that the whole week.
Get the women and children out of here.
The first night that all the volunteers were there, they served like a baked potato bar. And we were like, oh no.
Yeah.
They had like a taco lunch.
Yeah.
But like they didn't use taco seasoning.
Yeah.
It was like... They didn't just buy like the box of or the jar of taco seasoning. It was like they made their own.
100%.
It was terrible.
100%.
It was like, how did you mess up ground beef for tacos? But they did.
It's impressive. It's not an easy thing to do. I think that camp and camping are very similar because like I'll describe this camp to people and they're like, oh, it could never. And it's the same thing. You have to enjoy the perk of it so much. That it outweighs, because no one who camps will argue with you that it's uncomfortable.
Or they're it's like, a lot
no,
of work.
No, they're like, work. No, I'm itchy, you know, but I like the other thing. I like the fishing. I like the outdoorsy stuff. I like the campfire beer. I like all of that. I think I don't like talking to people enough for a lot of camping, because that is a lot of what camping is.
The hang would be difficult for you.
Yeah, I do. I get bored. I get like, I would camp with you. I would camp just with you. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like that, because I like talking to you but you would be like, hey, could we go to the wind? Like, we can talk.
We have points.
You did not spend 100 plus days a year on the road acquiring Marriott and Delta points for us to buy a Coleman. But the perks have to outweigh, it's cost benefit analysis, right?
Uh-huh.
You have to enjoy this so much. And I don't enjoy the perks of camping enough to put up with the negatives, but you do. Well, and that's great.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of people do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Clearly. I look forward to how awkward and sensational the fire chats go, because that in its own experience is so wild sometimes. Listening
right.
to people, like putting like different mixes of people around that circumstance
right.
and just
yeah.
watching it
right,
happen
right.
sometimes is incredible. Hilarious.
Worth the price
that,
of admission.
Like, to me, that's cost analysis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
That's worth it to you, yeah.
But that's worth it to me to sit in that tension sometimes. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
And I'm like... Well, I'll walk down the strip and see a lot more weird stuff than that.
Yeah.
But I'm paying more. Not on
I think
points,
that,
baby.
I think that empath in Dustin, it, like a group, is very difficult. And actually, this goes into the camp week because you lost your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to stop talking
mm-hmm.
to save yourself for the camp performance on Thursday. And then your shows, you had two shows Friday night.
Yeah.
So you had to stop talking and you had to go into town and get cough drops and somebody found you some throat coat. But like in a big, like we had like 10 cabins connected by like a shared living room.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone comes together and chats and like you couldn't talk. And that's your thing
yeah.
is you in those awkward campfire chats, Dustin like steps it up and like performs.
Like, well, I mean, someone's got to put on a show here.
Yeah.
I do crush in those environments. I actually sometimes feel I think you guys hire me more for this, to like go be funny in the leader's cabin.
Oh, that's funny.
To just be like,
mm-hmm.
do inside jokes and just.
Well,
that's a great business idea for what it's worth. Like,
yeah.
just to hire comedians. Like, oh no, you don't have to perform. You just have to be in the
just
room.
Just be around.
Bang,
just be
bang.
Around.
And plus, I know the world a little bit. You know, I know a lot bit. And so.
Yeah.
You know, there's.
Well, that was the funny part was one of the nights we were all sitting around and the owners, the founders were like, share a memory. You know, like they wanted everyone to share like. And so everyone was sharing very serious, very serious stuff because they're pastoring and loving on these campers and their families. And then we're like, I did water guns.
Yeah, you feel like you feel like a clown at an AA meeting. You're
But the campers that we chatted with loved that we brought like levity and light.
I actually had a lot of folks say this, and maybe Andy, you could speak into this or not. Someone said, like, I don't need all the seriousness of this camp. What I like the comedy show because my life is very serious as is. So they're not saying one or the other.
It's not like, for everyone.
Like, I kind of need both. I had someone say that, like, I set aside an hour a day to watch comedy content. Because we need that. We need to laugh.
Yeah, 100%. Like that's one of the things that drives me nuts about like certain camps that are oriented in that direction. Because it's just like the hope is you come to escape,
mm-hmm.
you know, some
yeah.
of that. And I think like, you know, within a particular kind of tradition of things, like it's retreating is always considered like
very
here's
serious.
Where you're gonna go take things seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So what are you gonna do with this precious time that mm-hmm. you don't usually have to take it seriously? And I'm like,
yeah.
No, that's I'm all for. How do I figure out to make this the opposite of that?
Yeah.
And I will hack my way.
And I don't like taking anything serious. I hate being serious in my core. Because as I've said many times before to you, life is serious enough. Like, life will tell you serious time when you're grieving, when you're sad, when it's come. And so mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't, but some people really like being serious. And that's mm-hmm. great. That's mm-hmm. their brain. That's their biology. That's how they are. But I hate it. And I just hated work meetings so much. Oh, it just makes me. Camp just feels like an extended work meeting, but we just have to sleep there too.
Tell us.
All right, everybody. We've all just sat here and talked for a while. You have permission to go on a 15-minute walk. Now come back and sleep on the ground. Happy vacation.
What?
By the way, if anyone's watching the YouTube video of this, the full video, the fly tracking is going to be fun. I recommend to anyone listening just the audio to watch this one on YouTube, just because it is, it keeps showing up. It's landing on each of us.
It's going on my knee.
Yeah. Well, I'll kill that fly. Touch those. Wait. I think I see the fly.
No, stop.
Let me see it. Wow. But we did have a lot of standard camp things. Mm-hmm. One of our kids, I'm not going to say names, had a camp crush, which is adorable. You know, camp crushes change, though, because you get their number and then they just keep texting.
I know. It used to just be like, we got these 5 days.
Yeah. No, I looked
That's it.
I looked up a camp crush in the phone book 1 year after sixth grade camp. I was like, the last name. I knew the last name. And I looked up all the Smiths. It wasn't Smith. We've changed the name to protect their identity. It was like, well, Smith. And it was a very common last name like that. And I called all the ones in the Federal Way area. And then I finally got to one. I remembered her dad was one of the leaders. And I was like, that's it. Doug Smith. That's the guy's name. And I called Doug Smith. And I was like, is Katie there? And he goes, Katie lives with her mom. And then hung up.
Ooh.
Anyways, we had a camp crush.
Yes.
The camp food sucked. Mm-hmm. There's a brownout in the pool. Classic camp stuff.
And the really sad part was we were, because the kids had to get up early, you know, we're like, today's swim day. And then 9:02.
Yeah.
Brownout.
It happens, you know. It happens. It happened at the rec center every other day. Just a common, not every other, but if you got kids swimming in pools, it's going to happen. You know, people poop in the pool sometimes, and it's gross.
And if you're like a swimming family, like a SoCal family, like you've all been there.
Yeah. That's no new news. Yeah. You know, nothing. So it was great, though. Fun to, any final thoughts? We did have a kid use the nap room. That was pretty funny.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was
Claire
like,
was camped out by Thursday.
The last day, because she was staying up late. There's a lot of sweets, you know. And the last day, she was like in the nurse's hut during lunch. Mm-hmm. And she was like getting a popsicle, you know, and like rehydrating. And we were like, okay. And then she went back to her group. And then her group sent her back to the nurse's hut. And then finally, the facility staff, they were like, why don't you go in the nap room? And so sure enough, she got like carted off to the nap room. And because you were performing then.
Yeah.
And it was not ideal that, you know, we deal with her. And so thankfully they had a great idea.
Yeah.
They put her in this AC room with some like mattresses on the floor or something.
Right.
And she
right.
fell asleep.
Which is hilarious.
And so we pick her up at 3 and she's like, I slept without my sleep mask.
Oh, little bears growing up.
So it was hilarious.
Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah. Especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop, your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important.
It is
so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that. That
was good.
Pretty
that
good.
Was good.
Mm-hmm. Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have different levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
it
to you.
Check out this text.
And even better. Simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Yeah. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels
right.
to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that make sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them. And the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark technology is what we use constantly. And we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up and how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial
for
the Bark premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
It's not really a family vacation until someone's on cold meds.
Oh. Well, we spent a whole week like, Dustin's voice is going out.
Yeah.
And then Joel and I got a cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and
it's not the holidays until somebody's on antibiotics,
it's
and it's not a vacation until someone
coughing.
Is Oh my gosh.
The best part though was that it happened at the very end of the trip because a couple summers ago, we flew out and on our second flight, like the connection, right? Like we had the layover. We were going to Philly.
Uh-huh.
We're in a small plane.
Yeah.
And we're in two rows. So we're in rows of two. So we're three rows deep.
The year is 2021. Keep that in mind.
And it's July.
Yeah.
And our son and daughter start sneezing nonstop the whole tiny flight to Philadelphia.
All eyes on us, baby.
And we're like, what do you need?
Yeah.
What happened? Why?
Yeah.
And it was just the worst
flight. It's just the nature of family trips. People get sick. I mean, the soundtrack of a family road trip is coughing and sneezing.
Yeah.
You're like, what music did you listen to? I don't know. I spent $400 on tissues.
Yeah.
And meds and cough drops.
Lozenges.
Yeah. By the end of the trip, you're just kind of a walking CVS.
Oh, yeah. You're just like, what do you need? What are your symptoms? I got you.
But you still have to go out in public and participate things because you've spent so much money and you've made these reservations.
Yeah.
So your kid sneezes and you do a lot of this. It's allergies.
Well, and it happens.
It's allergies. They're not sick. It's not contagious. Look at that snot. It's clear. That's clear snot. That's not a. That's not an old wives' tale, right?
They're teething.
I mean, yeah. Don't mind my 16-year-old. He's teething.
He's getting molars.
I mean, how could you not get sick? You're in the car. You're trapped. You know, like
all the flights,
all the new flights.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a family vacation is like, hey, let's go see what germs they have in this city.
Yeah, and we went to like five cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go get on a rental car shuttle, get in an airplane, touch a bunch of new surfaces, be around a bunch of new people.
Our little one didn't get sick, and she touches everything. She touches every handrail.
Yeah.
So I guess that's...
Social immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't help things. I have an ongoing bit anytime Melissa yawns. I like to put my fingers in her mouth.
Yeah.
That's probably not helping things, right?
Mm-hmm. And I yawned a lot.
Yeah.
That was dark. And the person that took longest to recover was me.
Yeah. You're still not fully recovered, but
Andy,
it's allergies. She's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will say, I will also, I mean, full disclosure, we weren't doing the best work on our immunities.
Yeah, we were. We weren't like going to bed at 10.
We have a 16, a 13, and a 9-year-old. And when we got to Atlanta, they had their own room, like conjoined rooms. And we're like, oh, we have friends in Atlanta. You guys got this, right? Good night.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
ordered you a
pizza. Then you wake up with like a little, you know, like, why am I still sick? As you knock over a beer can.
We weren't doing ourselves any favors. Oh, I was going to say we had that like 8-9 hour layover.
Oh, yeah. We had a bad layover. Yeah.
A pilot wasn't available.
Oh, God. Yeah. As if I needed reason to hate pilots more.
Oh, stop it. There was a mom. This was insane. There was a mom with like a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Maybe even like a 1 and a 3-year-old.
Right.
They're very young. She had 3 really heavy backpacks. Mm-hmm. The kids had gluten allergies and they had gotten up at like 4 that morning.
And were they on their last day of travel?
She was going to her sister's house in Memphis.
Yeah. 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 She.
So she, I saw her in the bathroom and I was like, oh no. Cause we had to switch gates. And I was like, oh no. Cause then she came to our new terminal and I was like, you're not going to make it. And so,
Mel was really nice.
I was like, I can watch your bags. I know that's never allowed in the airport.
Yeah.
I was like, if you guys need to go, like,
yeah.
So one of them had an accident.
Mom code, though, you can do that.
You know, they were just, we had that escalator or that walking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Escalator.
The walking, moving they sidewalks.
That's what they did.
The kids just kept walking.
For like 5 hours.
Yeah.
It's just they held hands and walked down, or like just rode it.
Got their steps in, baby.
Yeah. And then actually that flight, we got in Memphis. We landed at 2:30 a.m. in Memphis. There was a kitten in a carrier that meowed the whole flight. And then 2 babies crying. So just like meow, meow, screaming kids. And we were like laughing. It was so ridiculous. We finally landed and I felt so bad. Well, for the parents.
Meow.
And these kids were freaking out. Yeah.
I actually have much less tolerance for a pet making noise on a plane. I think it's just because it's like, I'm like, I don't know. Did you have to be here? But they probably did. You got to travel with your animals
really
sometimes.
Cool,
I get it.
Bag that expanded.
I know.
So the kitten could like be around in the bag and then it zipped all back up. But she was like new pet parent.
Yeah.
And she was freaking out.
Listen, we can't get your cat to stop meowing. I get it. Like you have to travel with your cat sometimes. I get that. But it is different.
It was because we wanted to
pet. Comical.
We wanted to see the kitten. And there was no way she was getting the cat
honestly,
out of the bag.
You should have let the.
We tried to help.
Do you even realize what you just did? The
yeah.
cat out of the bag? Okay.
No way. Sorry.
If anything, letting the cat out of the bag would have helped with morale. Pass that kitten around.
Yeah.
Pass the kitten around.
Yeah.
Don't pass the babies around. There should be a kitten for turbulent flights. There should be. Everyone should get a kitten.
You should get like a little certification if you can hold a baby during a flight.
Mm.
You know, and you just like wear a little badge. And then if the parents need someone to hold the baby, this person is going to steal your baby. They're not going to drop it.
Yeah.
Like they're certified.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, I'm into it. Now I also want to,
a kitten holder?
A kitten for every plane.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, you get 10 minutes with a kitten. And if there's like a baby that's real upset, you know, and then they can get it. That's a great idea.
I think that this needs to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delta, do it right away.
Mm-hmm. I'm
a Diamond Elite, so I get my own kitten. First class all gets their own kittens as they
bring
walk on.
My own burp cloth and walk your baby down the aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it. On that, because we're at 51 minutes already. We didn't turn the clock on. We had no idea where we were at. We do have some bingo dingos to get to, all from our trip. One, we went to the Georgia State Aquarium.
Yeah.
Which is the largest aquarium in the country, I think.
That's what they kept telling us.
They just kept telling you. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, bigger is not always better.
Mm.
It is great. It's fantastic. It's not the best aquarium I've ever been to, but it is awesome.
I mean, and that's like not fair because we have like the Monterey Aquarium.
Monterey is the best aquarium I've ever been to. Have you been
to? Yeah, Monterey is incredible.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy. And I hate fish. Like in a way that's borderline inappropriate to hate them. It's a stupid bit. Monterey's great. And I've been to other ones that are comparable. Georgia is, that being said, there are two parts of the Georgia Aquarium that are wowing.
Worth the price of admission.
And one of them is the sharks. The sharks are awesome. The shark area, like, you are full, you're under it, which is fun, and you're on the moving sidewalk, and it's all in the big old sharks, and you're like, this is awesome. And then they have an area, and then they have a big like viewing area. It's almost like an IMAX screen, it looks like.
Yeah.
They've got a bunch of stuff in there, a bunch of rays, and they have a whale shark.
That's what I was going to say. Do they still have a whale shark?
Yeah.
That's kind of the big.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally,
yeah.
The big attraction is the whale shark, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's, how'd they get that thing here?
Well, it's like an amphitheater.
We've seen Free Willy, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just hanging out the side room.
What was the code? The kid just like
they have to battle a child trying to get the on the way.
What they didn't show is that Free Willy immediately died in his natural habitat right after because he grew up in captivity. He couldn't survive in the elements.
Yeah.
You think orcas are the bully of the sea? Free Willy didn't make it six meters before another big orca was like, you're not one of us. Free Willy 2, 30 seconds. Willy's dead. Just the kid trying to do the movement to try and get him to jump back over.
The kid on the rocks.
Come back to the aquarium, Willie. Come back. Oh, no. We've made an enormous mistake. Willie. Recapture Willie.
They're setting up nets.
Oh, man. Anyways, I don't even remember the plot of Free Willy. Was he raised in captivity?
No, they were trying to capture him from the wild.
That's what it was.
And the boy didn't want him to, to be free.
That's right. Okay.
To live in the wild.
So that just undid my whole bit.
Yeah, the only thing I remember.
No, it's funny. It's still funny, but it just undid the whole bit.
I can't use
that as a clip. So
all I remember is
he wasn't in captivity. All right.
All I remember is the iconic scene. Where Willie jumps.
Yeah,
the
it's kid. Great.
Yeah.
The aquarium is great. It's definitely worth, because we were like, we can do the aquarium or the Coke thing, like, because they're right there. And we're like, kids voted aquarium, which is great. We literally, we're like such idiots. If you're going to go in July, you got to reserve ahead of time. We're just like, because I really like pride ourselves and like Mel and I are like good at finding cities and to things to do. And that totally worked against us. They're like, yeah, we're sold out, you idiot. It's freaking July. And this is the tourist attraction here. So all of them are sold out. Mm-hmm. And so we literally just got a Coke from the vending machine. We're like, we came to the Coke thing. And but the aquarium is great. The shark thing is great. The whale shark's amazing.
The beluga exhibit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So, like, the real tip.
Yes, here's an insider tip.
Because there's, like, strollers. It's crazy packed. They cap, you know, how many people can come in. But it's very packed.
I heard some people say they'd never seen it that busy before. Yeah,
it was busy. Very busy. And so what you got to do is go upstairs and get like soda.
This is in Atlanta, by the way. I don't know if we said that, but yes.
Yeah, Georgia.
Yeah.
Aquarium.
Oh, right.
So you go upstairs and get like a snack or something, and then you can go sit down in this ballroom on the floor.
Not a ball pit. A ball.
It's not full of balls.
It's just, it's an overflow area for food.
Like banquets and stuff. But it's got like a full wall of the aquarium.
Yeah.
And you can just sit there and watch the belugas.
It's a very little insider tip. Yeah.
Four or five belugas. It's very like calm, and they came, they were just kind of chilling.
Right.
And then they threw a toy in for them and they like lost it.
Yeah.
And we saw like such a great show, air conditioning, calm. That was like the two places you could sit down and watch the animals were the best.
When you go to an aquarium, you are hoping for one or two really cool things. Same with the zoo, cool things to happen. A feeding, mm-hmm. something like that.
Sometimes you go to the zoo and all the animals are just in the shade, hiding and sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the beluga whale one was the one for us. They were Monterey. The octopus was out and about, and octopus never does anything.
No, never.
So,
so elusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So elusive.
Yeah.
So that was amazing. Yeah.
So what's your bingo dingo on the Georgia Aquarium?
I would go back and go to those two viewing areas.
Yeah.
So I'm going 5 out of 5.
I'm going 3.5. It's a bit obtuse. It's kind of big for big sake. It's got a couple cool areas for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't anything that I was like, I don't know. Sometimes you're like, oh, you just did big.
Well, they had like a California sea lions area.
And I hate to
hear. I was like, I'm not going to that.
Yeah. And I hate to be this guy, but I'm going to be this guy. The food wasn't, there wasn't like a good, and I'm just talking about overall family experience. That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Very crowded, parking's far away. I don't mind that because that just means it's popular, but it is, it's hard to navigate in, there are like, there's a lot of filler. There's a lot of filler in that place. They're like, oh, this this is bad. This is just like a rich guy's house.
Yeah, they're going to make up for all that bigness of big things and in between.
They're like Riptide Rapids, and you're like, just put whale.
Yeah.
The whale is in here.
The whale shark's over here.
You know.
Just go to the whale shark.
Yeah, like,
area.
Don't, you know, it doesn't need a,
yeah,
like a title.
Like, the, you know what's, I don't know if it was like this when I was a kid, but like, man, you just, parents are drinking at theme parks and stuff. Like,
yes.
Like, every parent there had a drink at the aquarium.
Well, I think and then SeaWorld, they all just like, wait, we can just put bars everywhere.
Yeah. It is hilarious, though. The modern era of parenting is you show up at an aquarium at 11:30, like, I'm going to grab a drink. I'm going to get a little cocktail. So I go look at this whale shark. No, it's good. You just got like a little buzz going around as you go look at some manta rays. Just, no, it's awesome.
Man, they are slick.
Yeah. Woo! That guy is moving.
Wait, oh, is this fast?
Yeah. It's just a lot of. It's
just how often does someone fall in there?
We are right there. We are right there before booze is at Little League games, because it's everywhere else right now. Once it went into theme parks, and then it started to show up at like aquariums, because that's like borderline. Mm-hmm. And now when it got into Chuck E. Cheese, you're like, I mean, we're right. At what point does the PTA meetings have? Like, hey, I brought you some seltzers.
Oh, I'm sure that's already happening.
Yeah.
That's got to be happening.
I mean,
not the PTA. I meant, the parent-teacher meeting.
Oh, the parent-teacher meeting.
You want to make some more money at the
meetings?
School?
I want to make some more to this conversation, but let's kind of like grease the wheels here a little bit.
You want to make some more money at the school carnival? Start selling booze.
Have a beer garden?
Yeah. Plus, it'll take care of the population at the school, because one or two dads will get the whole family expelled. So, okay, and then quickly, we did our Nashville ones. We went to the Bass Pro Shops, and it's not just a Bass Pro Shops. It's the best. It's in the pyramid. It's a resort.
Bass Pro Shop.
Literally can stay there. We did that in Graceland.
Yes.
Memphis Bass Pro Shop. I'm giving 5 out of 5 to both these things. Graceland was crazy hot, but that's,
you know,
it's Memphis in August.
That was us.
It's not July.
Going
that's
in
our
July.
Fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So cool. The house rules. It's amazing.
It's
I love
amazing.
It so much. And they have really cool exhibits, and they have stuff. Actually,
they
I'm going to give.
They
I'm
have.
Gonna, go ahead.
They have like 80 cars.
Yes. The cars are amazing.
Oh, like the car
the
haul.
The car is, I'm actually going to give it a 4.8 out of 5 because the one thing that you do want more of that is not, surprisingly, not a lot of.
Clothes.
Clothes. Not there's a lot of his outfit.
None of his clothes are there.
Because it's probably because they're everywhere else, right? Yeah. They're right. In all the
it's
other.
Thing they can send somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Attractions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it rules.
The Hard Rock Cafe had his cape, like had one of his. Yeah. But that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the last day the Hard Rock Cafe was
open. Yeah, we were there on its last day of business there. Apparently, it's going to turn into a bigger resort thing, which yeah, makes sense because Hard Rocks are still pretty popular.
They're like, yeah. So we don't have anything on this menu. That
yeah, yeah. Like, just throw this menu in the trash. This means nothing.
I loved the peanut butter banana sandwich that they served.
Oh yeah, they do the Elvis.
It was so
diabetes
good.
Special.
Yeah, they didn't even put bacon on it, but it was amazing.
It was bacon on it.
No, there wasn't.
Oh, it was great.
It was great.
Graceland's cool. The diner's awesome.
The diner's so classic. They're like. It's just a food court, and they're like, you can get 5 burgers and 5 fries for $50.
5 burgers, 5 fries, $5. I'm doing something.
So, of course, that's what we got.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I loved Graceland. 4.8 out of 5.
It's amazing.
It was really, really good. Check it out if you can. It held the kids over enough because it is, like, entertaining because each room is so – they're themed rooms, essentially. And so you go in there, like, we sent you the pictures of his, like, tiki room.
Yeah.
Ruled. Elvis' tiki room.
It looked amazing.
Elvis's tiki room. It's going to be the coolest thing in the world. It's Elvis, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to knock it down to a 4.6 out of 5 because let me tell you, the employees we got did not care about Elvis. we're going to watch this video. I think it's a bunch of like safety rules and stuff. I don't know. I've never watched the video. It was not any safety rules. It was about the legacy of Elvis. 4.6 out of 5. That's how great Graceland is.
I cried in the intro because the employee was like, if you grab an iPad, you will carry this iPad the whole trip.
A lot of people think they want an iPad for the guided tour, and then they realize they don't want the iPad, but you got to carry that iPad the whole tour. So think carefully if you want that iPad. You think through this decision. A lot of people don't think through this. And they're like.
And then they're like, I want to get rid of the iPad, but they can't.
Meaning you are stuck with that iPad till the end of this tour. All right. I guess I'm not going to get an iPad.
Then we're like, 6 iPads.
6 iPads, please. No, we didn't take
it. It was so funny.
So what was your review, your Bingo Dingoes?
I'm giving it 5 out of 5.
Yeah, it was great.
I loved it.
It was great.
Yeah.
Now, what about the Bass Pro Shops again in Memphis? To me, there's only 2 things. Well, there's 3 things they do in Memphis. Beale Street's cool. Beale Street, Bass Pro Shops, and
Graceland.
I'm sure there's more, but we got everything I wanted in 36 hours out of Memphis.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the Bass Pro Shops?
It was fun. The view's fun.
Yeah, you go up to the top of the pyramid. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It was the same thing. They're already sold out on the bowling, but our kids really wanted to bowl.
We didn't know that they wanted to bowl. We didn't know there was a bowling alley.
We didn't know there was a hotel. Could we have looked that up?
Yes.
Did we?
Not our style.
No. There was a restaurant. Yeah. Bass Pro Shop was great.
He's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parts of that Bass Pro Shop are cooler than the Georgia State Aquarium. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They had like a whole herd of elk. Like, it was very
not actual elk.
No, but like I couldn't believe how many scenes they set up. And they had aquarium tanks.
Yeah.
They had a lot of tanks.
Yeah.
And that was free.
Yeah.
So
all I did was walk in for that.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna, even though Graceland is cooler than Bass Pro Shops, I am still gonna give it a higher review. Not that I think you should do that more. I'm just saying overall it's a more seamless experience. The customer experience is better at Bass Pro Shops than it is great.
Absolutely. And they also had a restaurant and a bar at the top. We didn't go to it, but like the
cool.
Top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's it. We're way over time.
We are. Sorry.
We got to go get some tacos. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. You're the best.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everyone. I want to give a special shout-out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast.
Absolutely. We've got Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibling.
Dem Aris Diaz Stevens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Isaac Teron.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carraz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Mena.
And Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us.
Thank you.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.